The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronic with you as the boys have taken the court, and we're all set to get some varsity action underway. The Sandy Creek Cougars hosting the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw comes into this contest at 7-9, a team in search of itself, shall we say that? Sandy Creek comes into the contest at 11-7, but it's just been a struggle all year for Kennesaw. They've had to fight and scratch for every win they could get.
Well, and Rob, you look at a 7-9 record, and you might start to look down on that. But Rob, let's see some of the teams that they have played, and they have lost to. They have lost to some really tough basketball schools, Rob. They played a tough 15-3 Blue Hill Club to start the season off. You never want to do that. They played a number one team in Class D2, 18-0 Hampton. Had to play them right off the bat as well. Then they get a big win against Shelton, and then they've once again their tails slide. When they started to slide a little bit here in the month of January, they played 14-3 Giltner, 13-5 Lawrence Nelson. Had an interesting loss to Elm Creek and Deschler, but Rob, they played some pretty tough teams. So I don't think you can necessarily look at teams' records. They have obviously got some really good experience by playing some of these tougher teams. Whereas on the Sandy Creek side of the ball, they've lost to Kearney Catholic and Ravenna and Wilbur Claytonia and Blue Hill as well. So they've certainly kind of played out the same type of teams. And like I said, sometimes records, you just got to throw it all out, and especially here in the last game of the season.
Yeah, and you kind of look at the numbers here. And actually, you know what? This is not the last game for the boys.
No, this is not the last game of the season. I realized that as soon as I said it, I was still in the girls' basketball mode. But
yeah,
we got a few games left.
Forgiven. Kennesaw has won only two of their last seven games. They did win against Red Cloud, but this season, who hasn't? They are 0-4 against common teams that they share with Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek are winners of seven of their last 11, but they lost four in a row that were really costly losses for them.
Well, and Rob, one of the things that their first game that they lost down the stretch in the latter month of January was that game that we called in Blue Hill, where they hit that three-pointer at the buzzer, and really a heartbreaking loss, a game that Sandy Creek really played their hearts out, played right with them until the very end. Rob, I believe we kind of mentioned it, we kind of alluded to it in that game. It's all about how a team responds after a loss like that. How are they going to respond? Sandy Creek did not respond very well. They dropped two decisions to 8-8 teams, 500 teams, Thayer Central and Sutton, and then they went to their Southern Nebraska Conference tournament in Milford and dropped to the higher-seeded Centennial. And so they did not get a really good response from their players after that. They ended up getting a big win here, though, before we move into this game against Kennesaw, beating Fillmore Central up pretty badly, 62-38.
Well, you know, and those losses can definitely shake a team a little bit, and because, you know, the reaction of the coach is paramount to the fact that if that loss gets to them, or if changes are made because of that one game, it could send a team into a tailspin in a hurry.
Well, what it is you put so much emotion into beating a team like Blue Hill. Not only are they Sandy Creek's big rival, you know, they're 15-3, so you wanted to make a statement out there. You put so much, you left so much out on the court, and to lose like that in the final seconds on the buzzer beater at the three-point line, like I said, that just takes a lot out of you mentally, and sometimes that can take a long time to regroup. And for Sandy Creek, it did. Almost 2 weeks later in the basketball season, they finally got their first win.
Yeah, they had the middle of their season. They really put together a six-game winning streak going. They came out of the Sandy Creek their own tournament here, looking very solid, and just did a good job. But then all of a sudden, here come the tough teams again, and then they struggled, and then they went to play some 500 teams and had a little bit of difficulty. But again, all that really matters not, because now we're gearing towards the end of the season. You want to finish on a positive streak. Sandy Creek can finish it realistically with a four-game winning streak. That would be very big for them going into their sub-districts. Kennesaw, boy, if they could top Sandy Creek, they hit the road after this, after Sandy Creek. They've got one more game. They play Clay Center. But if they take this game from Sandy Creek, Kennesaw is looking with a good shot in the arm coming into the sub-districts. They'll take that lower seed, but with that momentum, that may be enough.
Yeah, Rob, sometimes that's all you need, especially towards the latter part of the season. You know, coaches say when you get to the sub-district and district play, if you're not a 500 team, well, let's just get hot. Let's start playing some good basketball. And, Rob, it's going to start tonight for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. If they want to start making that postseason run, it all starts tonight because it's a road game against a 11-7 Sandy Creek Cougars club, a team that is in the higher class. C2 versus D1 basketball game tonight. So we'll see what if Kennesaw's going to make their try to make a run here in postseason play.
Yeah, I think the big key for Kennesaw is obviously their defense is going to have to set the stage for them, and they're going to have to be able to take advantage of what their defense gives them. Sandy Creek, I guess their real shot in the arm is going to be to simply play their regular game.
Yeah, and their regular game, Rob, is simply just to get their shooters the basketball. Rob, this team has a great offense, got a lot of great players offensively. Just name a few, Jordan Hawkinson and Matt Skalka, and they got Chase Merman as well. He is golden, dynamite from beyond the three-point line. And if they can get these three players work with the basketball, Rob, I think Sandy Creek's got a really good shot tonight. But like you said, it's all going to be defensive battles. I don't know what we're going to get because when you look at some matchups on paper, a lot of matchup problems shown by this Sandy Creek Kennesaw match. So I don't know what we're going to be looking at. Obviously, you don't really want to run a 2-3 zone against Sandy Creek because their shooters can hurt you that much. So maybe we're going to see a little bit more rotation from Kennesaw down low on the baseline and just try to rotate up top. And it's going to be rotation, rotation, rotation for Kennesaw. That's what you got to practice here. And if you can't come out to man, I think they might start in man defense, but we're going to have to see some defense switches, give them some different looks. It's all about giving Sandy Creek different looks to look at offensively and try to force them to free up one of their shooters.
Oh, well, it all remains to be seen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at some of the star shooters for both these squads, see where the numbers point the tendency in the direction here. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll put some numbers together for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. Rob Mosman, Tyson Hebronick with you, all set for the matchup between the Sandy Creek Cougars and the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Boys are getting fired up here. We're talking about some of the hot shooters. You mentioned a few of the names from Sandy Creek that we can expect big things from tonight. Jordan Hawkinson is their top scorer. He averages over 18 points per game, and he pulls down nearly 7 boards. He's a very dominant player for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Chase Merman, he leads their 3 points. He's like over 50% from 3 points, so he's pretty solid. He averages over 10.5 points per game. And I really like the looks of Tyler Lay. He averages almost 10 points per game, and he pulls down some solid boards, over five per game, to lead Sandy Creek. They'll need big games from all three of these guys to keep Kennesaw at bay. As for the Blue Devils, their top scorer, Brody Rosso, averages over 10 points. Jeremy Scheriger, very sure-handed Scheriger, is close to 10 points per game, and off the board, you can expect Scheriger. And I like Cade Clark. Cade Clark can scrap in there off the boards as well and do a good job for Kennesaw, and they're clearly going to need that tonight. They will need those guys to stay out of foul trouble and to keep the pressure on Sandy Creek. If the Kennesaw defense doesn't show up, this is going to be a long night for the Blue Devils.
Well, and one of the things, Rob, that we talk about this all the time, especially when you have a team like Kennesaw, whose main source of offense is going to be getting the ball down low and getting points up from the baseline with 6'1" Scherigers. You got 6' Rosso, and 6'2" Clark. Rob, that's their offense. They want to get the ball down low, get the easy points in the paint. Foul trouble does become an issue because Sandy Creek can play right into their hands, and they've got some players that come off the bench. I know that Skalka is really physical presence down for Sandy Creek. So,
yeah, and he's a lot of fun to watch, but he's not afraid of getting in there and mixing it up. And he does tend to get into to foul trouble, but you know he only contributes like 6 points per game to Sandy Creek, but he really helps out this team defensively and offensive assists as well.
And it does. And if he's out of the ballgame, Rob, that gives Kennesaw a really big advantage to run their offense. And so I think for both teams, you got to watch foul trouble. And you know that Sandy Creek, is they're going to be running a fast-paced offense, trying to get the ball in on breaks, and trying to catch the Kennesaw defense out of position to force those shooters into foul trouble as well. So I think we could see a game more of a chess match tonight to see if they can't get some of their big players with some penalty marks early and get them into foul trouble.
Well, yeah, you can bet that's what part of Kennesaw's game plan is going to be, is to get Sandy Creek into foul trouble and get them early, get those big guys out quick to try to even things up a little bit. It's no different strategy than any team has played against Sandy Creek all this year.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. We saw that a lot in the Blue Hill game with Birkin and Boniface playing down low, and Matt Skalka, I think that was one of his best defensive performances of the season, playing against Kurt Birkin, who was just a physical beast in Class D2. And played him very well, got Kurt Birkin into foul trouble. Sandy Creek started to climb back into that game because Birkin had four fouls in the third quarter.
Yeah, exactly. So it started to work, and it does a little bit of wear and tear on here. All right, we will take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our starting lineups coming at you. So stay with us. You listen to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School Senior Night. It's the last home game for Sandy Creek. Their last two games will be on the road against Ventura and Tri-County. So this is Senior Night for Sandy Creek. And how many seniors they've got? They got quite a few on their roster. Six, I'm counting. On their roster, or at least on mine, on projected players for the game. So, quite a few to be introduced.
Don't forget about 6'6" Eric Komacher. Yeah, I don't believe he is on your roster there.
He is not. I think we ran into that last time too, didn't we?
Yeah, he did come in off the bench because Skalka and Birkin were getting into a little bit of foul trouble, and Komacher did come off the bench and have a really good game defensively.
Duly noted and input, so we're in solid shape in that. So in the meantime, let's go ahead with our starting lineups. And as usual, our starting lineups are brought to you by New Tech Seed. Jason and Terry Stark, proud sponsors of New Tech Seed, as they have been all season. And we get some good sponsors all the way through this season. But for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, under, I lost my list for the head coach.
Head coach is Jack Ingram.
Jack Ingram.
Tom Budnick and Kristen Cruz are the coaches for Kennesaw.
Jack Ingram's the head coach for them. He's got the Blue Devils on track in a 7-9 season. Their starting lineup will be 5'10 freshman Tyler Schnitzler getting the start tonight. Brody Rosso is a 6-foot senior. Gavin Robinson is a 6-foot sophomore. Jeremy Scherger is a 6'1 senior. And Kate Clark is a 6'2 junior. That's your starting lineup for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And for the Sandy Creek Cougars, off to an 11-7 season thus far with two games to go under head coach Matt Schwarzengruber. Their starting lineup looks like this. 6'2 senior Tyler Lay. 6'2 senior Jordan Hawkinson, the hot shooter for the Cougars. 6-foot senior Ethan Lang with a start. 5'11 sophomore Chase Merman, the three-point shooter for Sandy Creek. And the 6'2 senior Matt Skulka getting the start tonight. That's your starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. A lot of weapons in the arsenal of Sandy Creek. That if they are on tonight, it will be a very long night for Kennesaw.
Yeah, Robin, I one of the things that they're going to be players that I'm watching is Kristen Garcia. He when we watched him last against Blue Hill, he really struggled from the point, and that was one of the big reasons I thought that Sandy Creek kind of let that game slip away, is there was a lot of turnovers, and just coming from just unforced errors at the point position, trying to run that ball up a little bit too quickly, trying to play at Blue Hill's pace. So if he just slows down the pace, and then they start to work their shooters into the game, I think that will be how Sandy Creek will be able to get ahead of Kennesaw here in this game.
Just watching the senior introductions now, seven seniors as they make their circle around the court. A lot of pictures being taken, a lot of proud moments for these young men. We got our starting lineups. We're getting all set, ready for the tip-off. It'll be 6'2", Cade, or check that. It's going to be 6-foot sophomore Gavin Robinson, it looks like. As the players shake hands and make their way around the court. And that is the case. 6-foot Gavin Robinson is going to step to the center of the line. He'll go against 6'2", Matt Skulka for the tip-off. About to get underway here in Sandy Creek. Referee making sure that they got which side they're going to. Squared away. Tip-off is up. Matt Skulka gets the tip to Merman. Merman goes to work now. Pops around the right side. Drive inside. Tyler Lay gets turned away. Rebound's going to be picked up by Ethan Lang, and the Cougars will maintain possession of it. Long pass to Merman. Merman goes up for three from the left wing. It's going to be short. Rebound's going to go to Kennesaw. Good hustle by Gavin Robinson. Inbound pass, or the pass from Gavin Robinson was sloppy. And picking up the first point of the ball game was Hawkinson.
Yeah.
As he works off the steal. Off the pass. Now another one's going to be stolen. It's going to be put up and in by Hawkinson. Again, Hawkinson has the first 4 points of the ball game. All of them off of turnovers. Long pass up ahead off of Hawkinson's hand. Down the line it goes out of bounds. Hawkinson almost had three pickoffs in a row to get this game started.
Jordan Hawkinson very aggressive defensively for Sandy Creek so far. Sandy Creek has fired up their seniors. It's senior night. The crowd's getting into it. A quick start here for the Cougars.
Yeah, man. Kennesaw wants to slow things down. They call the timeout early to get things started. 45 seconds into the game, already big turnovers and big numbers for Jordan Hawkinson. Four quick points. That's a great way for him to start the game.
I think it's a simple call here from Kennesaw just to calm down, get your players calmed down. What you do not want to do is start a game off with three consecutive turnovers, which Kennesaw has done, and then continue to really play into that. You call everybody down, get everybody back with their heads together, get him out to playing a little bit of a slower pace here to start off the game.
Yep, that's exactly what he's going to be doing here. So Sandy Creek with a chance now to stretch this lead. They're up by four early here in the first quarter. Bounce pass inside. It's going to go on the ground. It'll roll. Tyler Lay will pick it up, work it back up. Hawkinson with another shot. This one's off the mark. Chase Merman there, and he'll hustle it back out to the top of the key. Picked up by Tyler Lay. Lay rolls to his right. Pass quick. Underneath the Lang. Lang's going to get it. He's going to get turned away. His shot was way off the mark. Knocked away, and Sandy Creek will maintain possession. Knocked out of bounds by Jeremy Scherger. of Kennesaw. Inbound pass. Ethan Lang works it around the circle now to Hawkinson. Hawkinson's shot is up for three. Tyler Lair, excuse me, Ethan Lang was there to bring it down home, and it's a 6-0 ball game. Sandy Creek on top, double team now, is beaten by Brody Rosso. Drive inside and thrown up. Good running play. Cade Clark came cutting in and gets the shot up and in and gets Kennesaw on the board now. Sandy Creek up by four with the ball, 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Berman lost the ball as it partially tipped away. Good hustle by Tyler Lay, but Kennesaw will push it up, working it up now. Brody Rosso hands it off to Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler's going to throw it up from 14 feet in the baseline. No good. Rebound's going to go to Tyler Lay. Lay's going to hustle it up, tries to split defenders. Passes to Hawkinson for 3 points. 3-point shot is in, though. It's 2-pointer from Hawkinson. Must have had to split on the line on the far right side. 8-2 is our score. Kennesaw down now by six. Brody Rockoff bounce pass over to the right side in that wing position. Is Gavin Robinson. Robinson now goes baseline, drops a shoulder, throws it up. It's no good from the baseline. Foul underneath as the rebound went to Cade Clark, and a Clark will draw the foul. Non-shooting foul. Sandy Creek still waiting to see who is charged with the foul. It's going to be Jordan Hawkinson. Picks up his first. 3-point shot now on the left side is short from Tyler Schnitzler, but there to pick it up was Jeremy Scherger. Scherger puts it up and in for Kennesaw, and Kennesaw battles back now, down by four. 8-4 now in favor of Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek working the ball, bounce pass inside to Skalka. Skalka turns around, jumper is no good. Kennesaw picks up the board. The Blue Devils back in business now, cutting into an 8-4 lead with 5:07 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Schnitzler now getting pressure from Merman. And I think Merman might have gotten a little too close on that one. That is the case. Chase Merman not normally in foul trouble anyway.
Sometimes he will get in foul trouble, Rob, when he puts a lot of defensive pressure, especially in the half-court trap. He does tend to reach in just a little bit, but he quickly gets calmed down.
As he just did right there, but Kennesaw will be able to pull it down. Ball's going to be swatted out of bounds. Into the ballgame now is Christian Garcia. Merman will head to the bench. Kennesaw inbound pass picked up by Scherger. Scherger throws it up. Skalka's there to haul it down. So Skalka got a little bit of an arm in there. Passes up to Hawkinson now over to Lay. Lay back to Hawkinson. To Garcia now. Garcia way outside, 3-point lane. Swing around to the right side, bounce pass inside, tries to get it inside. Hawkinson did, defeat Skalka. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds by Kennesaw. Sandy Creek will get it back, holding to a 4-point lead with 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Garcia passes to Lang on the, or excuse me, to Lay on the left side. Lay picks it up, passes it way down, up and over, and just watching it go was Preston Hill. Ball's going to sail out of bounds. Kennesaw won't be able to do it, but Hill just watched it go and didn't even think about Kennesaw with an opportunity to pursue it.
Rob, we've seen that a lot. We saw that in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament a few times, too, where they knew it was going to be a backcourt violation, but they didn't remember that, so you got a defensive player coming on the other side.
Yeah, all you got to do is box it out and let it roll, and you'll get it. Garcia hustles down in transition, and Christian Garcia gets the Cougars back on track, up now by six with a right-handed shot from the right side of the backboard, off the backboard, and in it went. Kennesaw hustles back. Defense from Sandy Creek knocks it out of bounds. Pass inside is going to be picked up by Tyler Lay, and he's going to be traveled with it. I thought he was a little bit rough on the steal, but he'll get credit for the steal, but the traveling violation will bring it for naught.
Well, you're going to get him one way or the other.
That's it. Now back to work here is Gavin Robinson. Robinson's going to be guilty of the double dribble as he stopped and cut and changed his direction. Lost control of it. So Sandy Creek taking advantage of another turnover. Already holding to a 6-point lead with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Foul's going to be called as Hawkinson worked his way around the right side. foul's going to be called on Tyler Schnitzler, I believe. That is correct. The 5'10 freshman guilty of reaching in. Bounce pass inside to Lay. Lay had a good pursuit on it, but the ball was a little slow getting to him, and he couldn't. By the time he tried to get a hold of it, he was already underneath the basket, and then the push in pursuit from Woodman. First shot is off the mark for Tyler Lay. Score remains 10-4. Matt Skalka to the bench for Sandy Creek. Second shot up and in. Tyler Lay hits and makes it an 11-4 ball game. Sandy Creek on top by 7. 3:48 to go. Kennesaw with the inbound pass. The Blue Devils working down the right side. Sugar's pass is going to be knocked away. Or Robinson's pass, rather, is going to be knocked away. Sugar couldn't quite get to it. Kennesaw will maintain possession. Back to the bench now goes Gavin Robinson. Zane Woodman remains in the ballgame for Kennesaw. Woodman now with the ball at the top of the key. Sends it over to the wing. Picked up by Cole Kimley. Trying to drive inside was Tyler Schnitzler. His guy fell down. Three-point shot was up and no good from the Blue Devils. Another shot goes up. It's no good. Kennesaw's going to get it back. Good hustle inside by Dalton Bender. Dalton Bender, a 6'2 freshman, drops it in for two. Three-point shot is no good from Hawkinson. Picked up quickly by Woodman. Woodman hustles down, tries to throw it up off the layup, and it's no good. Whistle blows. Foul's going to be on Sandy Creek. Ethan Lang picks up his first personal foul. Kennesaw with the inbound pass. 2:59 to go. Pass is just thrown over there. Tyler Schnitzler finally comes underneath it to get it. Charges his way in. Nice solid block by Ethan Lang as he holds his ground. Schnitzler picks up his second personal foul pretty quick, in pretty quick succession.
And pretty quickly, Schnitzler will go back to the bench to avoid further foul trouble here in this first quarter.
You notice he set as far as he could away from the coach. Chase Mervin now with the ball outside the arc. Passes inside. Good pass, good read. Ethan Lang takes advantage of a Chase Mervin pass and gets it to go for two. 13-6 is our score. Sandy Creek on top. Working his way inside now is Brody Rossoff. Pass over to Cole Kimley. Tipped up and in by Dalton Bender. Bender picks up his fourth point of the ball game. Sandy Creek now back to work, working around the right side. Christian Garcia from the right lane. Bounce pass inside. Turnaround jumper from Lang is up and no good. And then he goes over the back to get it. Dalton Bender had good defensive position.
And Lang knew immediately when he left his feet that he was going to get called on that one. You saw him try to pull away at the last second, but didn't get the call. Just
never,
went right into the back.
Never seems to work that way. Yeah, once you've committed to going airborne, you're already stuck. Zane Woodman on the right side gets cut off by Hawkinson of Sandy Creek, and they'll pull it back. Working now around to the left side. Brody Rosso bounce pass inside, tries to find Sugar. Sugar from post underneath gets it to go. Jeremy Sugar has 4 points for Kennesaw. It's a 13-10 ball game. Mervin from Sandy Creek lets it fly for three. It's short, no good. Rebound goes to Sugar. Sugar, two solid plays on both ends of the court. Three-point shot is up for Kennesaw. It's no good from Cole Kimley. Second attempt is no good off the rebound. Kennesaw will get a third attempt. Blocked by Tyler Lay. Hawkinson tries to hustle his way up, and they're going to get a foul call. And I think it's going to go on Hawkinson. Nope. Going to go the other way. Zane Woodman will pick up his second.
Right now, Coach Schwarzenegger cannot be excited about how many second and third opportunities Kennesaw has gotten during the first quarter. Already 6 offensive rebounds for the Blue Devils.
And not many points to show for it. 13-10 is our score now. Kennesaw pass underneath now. three-point shot is up and no good. Actually, he may have had his foot on the line. It was no good from Tyler Lay. Kennesaw will take the board now. Minute two to go in the first quarter. Zane Woodman with the ball in the post. Passed inside. It's going to be picked off. Tyler Lay, two-on-one now for Sandy Creek. Hawkinson made a drive at it, draws the foul, misses the shot, but will still get the two shots from the free throw line. Sandy Creek now holding to a three-point lead, 13-10.
Already Woodman with his third foul.
He's a 5'11 sophomore, Woodman is, as Hawkinson converts the first of his two free throws. Sugar goes to the bench. Second shot is off the mark from Hawkinson. 14-10 now. Clock winds down. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brody Rosso with the ball. Passes over to the right side. Cole Kimley. Back to Schnitzler. On the left side. Drive again. Brody Rosso goes baseline. Goes up. Gets the bucket. Rosso will pick up his first field goal. Draws a foul in the process. Foul's going to be on Matt Skalka, his first. Rosso toes the line, drops it in, completes the three-point play, and it's a 14-13 ball game. Sandy Creek has grown cold here, and Kennesaw starting to work off the pick now. Hawkinson goes around the right side, rolls it up and around and down it goes. Hawkinson with 9 points. 16-13, clock now down to 15 seconds for Kennesaw. Schnitzler at the top of the key being covered by Mitch Hendricks. Inside shot, turned away, wisely kicking it out was Dalton Bender. Shot at the buzzer off the mark from Brody Rosso, and that's how we'll go to the second quarter. Sandy Creek up by three, 16-13. We'll be back with second quarter action from Sandy Creek. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your games. The Silver Dollar Tavern serves you daily noon specials and evening meals, including burgers and chicken. The Silver Dollar Tavern is open from 7:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sundays. Meet your friends, have a good meal, enjoy your favorite beverage, have fun, and meet the new owner, Tiffany Peterson, at the Silver Dollar Tavern on North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw, proudly supporting the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Sandy Creek, Rob Osmond, Tyson Irovanek. 9 first quarter points from Jordan Hawkinson have given the Cougars a 16-13 lead. Kennesaw will open up the second quarter. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Kennesaw will retain possession of it. The inbound pass coming now from Brody Rosso. Rosso sends it back. Ball's going to be tipped right into the hands of Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler worked it around right back. Tough defensive pressure by the Cougars. Trying to work it in underneath. Cade Clark got his hand on it, and I think it's going to be fouled by Skalka.
Should be Skalka's second foul there.
It's not going to go on Skalka. They actually gave it to Merman.
I don't know how. Merman's confused.
I didn't even think he was in there, but nevertheless, he's charged with a foul.
Merman was up at half court. Robbie was waiting for the outlet pass.
Cade Clark converts the first one, and I think Schwartzdruber's speaking with the official to see if they can get that changed. Clark pops for two, 16-15. Sandy Creek with the ball. Chase Merman at half court. Drives around to the left side, now retires to that post position on the left wing. Back inside to Ethan Lang. Lang looks for help, gives it back to Hawkinson, tries to set a pick. Hawkinson drives, draws the foul. Shot was off the mark. Schnitzler, I think, is going to be guilty of the foul. And that is trouble. Schnitzler now has three.
Yeah, Schnitzler with three fouls already, and Woodman with three as well. So early foul troubles here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Kind of expected that to go the other way. Expected Sandy Creek to be the ones picking up the fouls, and instead, it's Kennesaw with two players in foul trouble. As Jordan Hawkinson hits the first of two. Second one is on the money. He's three for four from the free throw line. 11 points for Jordan Hawkinson already. Press now broken by Kennesaw. Hustling it up is Brody Rosso across midcourt looking for a little help. Finds underneath Cade Clark. Clark bounce pass inside. Could have taken himself. Tried to get to Scheringer. Scheringer mishandles it, and Skalka breaks it up. Now Merman brings it back underneath the from baseline. Underneath the basket goes Merman. He'll bring it right back out. Tyler Lay now back in the hands of Hawkinson. Hawkinson tries to weave his way to the right. Drives into traffic. Jump ball is going to be called. Hawkinson wanted the foul. He was double-teamed and ran right into that heavy traffic. But he definitely draws a lot of attention when he does that because he gets, you know, if they ever bring that inside-out game working, Sandy Creek is on top. Chase Merman throws it up for three. It's no good. 18-50 now. Sandy Creek up by three. Driving inside on the baseline. Brody Rosso's shot goes right over the hoop, and Sandy Creek's going to pull it down. 6:30 to go in the first half. Lay works with Hawkinson. Hawkinson bounces it over to Merman on the left side. Tyler Lay drives, draws traffic, kicks it back out to Hawkinson. Hawkinson feeds inside to Skalka. Skalka works it across the big man. Ball is loose. He got two Blue Devils each holding onto the ball. You're not going to get a jump ball that way.
No.
As soon as Sandy Creek gets in the mix, then they do call.
Yeah, you don't want to fight your own teammate for the possession of the basketball.
Usually you'll hear him yell fame or something along those lines. Kennesaw now having a little trouble breaking the Cougar press. Finally do so. And then Skalka gets the meat hook up and knocks the pass out of bounds from Chance Weiser.
Really, both teams right now, Rob, I think just need to find their rhythm. They've started the second quarter out of really really sloppy play from both ends, just not connecting on your passes, just running into extra defenders, and just not being crisp with the basketball.
Yeah, it's just a little yard ball going on right now as the ball's going to be swatted around underneath the basket, knocked out of bounds. Kennesaw will have the ball, trailing by three, 18-15 with 5:53 to go in the first half. Inbound pass fed to Clark. Clark rolls it up. It rolls around, does not go. Getting the board with Tyler Lay. Lay hustles it up, now pulls it back, lets his offense catch up. Inside pass to Ethan Lang. Lang's 12-foot shot is no good. Ball's going to bounce. Hawkinson's in there to hustle. He'll throw it up and underneath the basket and get it to go with the right hand. Hawkinson making magic for the Cougars. Kennesaw pushes it back. The score now 20-15 in favor of Sandy Creek. 5:20 to go in the half. Basket goes up and in from Jeremy Scheringer. He pops his sixth point of the night. 20-17. On the left side, three-point shot. Tyler Lay was too deep. He'll get the rebound back. Now send it over to Hawkinson. Hawkinson goes baseline, passes underneath, looking for Lang. Lang goes up, throws it right into the basket, but will draw a foul. Basket's no good. And I think Cade Clark's going to get his first foul. That is indeed the case. To the line, Ethan Lang. He's got 4 points on the night. The 6 foot senior drops the first one in right on the money. 21-17 now. We've got 5 minutes when we get back to the first half. Second shot is on the money from Lang. 22-17. Kennesaw with the inbound pass and 5 minutes to work in the first half. Pass down the right side. Robinson's going to hustle down, get cut off by Garcia. takes it back out, gives it off to Widener. Widener tries to feed underneath to Scheringer. Scheringer throws it up, can't get it to drop, but draws the foul in the process. Jeremy Scheringer with 6 points on the night and a chance to add to it. I think Matt Skalka is going to pick up his second personal foul for Sandy Creek. Scheringer with an excellent opportunity here. Around and off it goes. No good.
And Rob, very interesting that that comes into play because if member Skalka should have had the foul earlier on that was charged to Merman, so technically, from what we saw, Skalka should have three fouls right now and probably is sitting on the bench.
Makes a big difference. Scheringer nails the second one. 22-18 is our score. 4:45 to go in the first half. Tyler Lay tips it over to the right side, picked up by Preston Hill. Back now to Garcia. Garcia goes underneath to Hawkinson. Hawkinson's going to be double-teamed. He'll run it out, then try to pass it around. Back to Hild. Andrew Kuda now runs into trouble. Hild drives, draws some attention. Back to Kuda at the top of the key. Pass to Hawkinson underneath. Foul's going to be called as the Blue Devils were over the back of Hawkinson. Hawkinson will go to the line. Both teams in bonus now. Foul's going to be on Gavin Robinson, his first. So Hawkinson will toe the line. He's 3-for-4 already tonight. Shot is up and in and on the money. One more shot coming. Garcia and Preston Held are staying deep as Hawkinson converts his second free throw shot.
Already 15 points on the night for Hawkinson. He's had a huge game here to start off for the Cougars.
24-18 is our score. Kennesaw trying to make something happen, going away from the basket, throws it up. Gavin Robinson can't get it to go. Rebound underneath was being fought for, and Jeremy Scheringer is going to draw the foul from Tyler Lay. Lay picks up his first foul. Scheringer to the line. 1-for-2. Misses the first one. Scheringer, the leading scorer for the Blue Devils thus far. The second one is up and around and not down off the side. It goes. So Scheringer comes away empty-handed. And Sandy Creek comes back to work. 24-18, 3:55 to go in the first half. Lay over to Garcia. Garcia takes a look at that Blue Devil defense. Finds Held. Held stops inside the paint. Kicks it back out. Whistle now. 3-second foul called. Hawkinson was parked too long in the paint.
And Rob, sometimes you can go a month without seeing that call. We've seen it once in the girls' game and now once in the guys' game.
Yeah. I think it's only the third time we've seen it all year and twice in this game. But it is what it is. So Kennesaw back to work now. 3:35 to work. Baseline shot is up and no good from Brody Rossall. Foul now on the rebound is going to be on Kennesaw. Preston Hild will be the shooter. Gavin Robinson picks up his second personal foul. Hild is a 6-foot senior guard for Sandy Creek, and his first opportunity from the free throw line tonight is good. 25-18 is our score. Second shot from Hild bounces around and down. So Hild perfect on the night. It's 26-18. Kennesaw looking for the inbound pass, trying to beat the press. Sandy Creek tough on the press. Hild a little bit too tight for Sandy Creek. We'll pick up his first. I think Cole Kimley's going to go to the line.
And, Rob, you really got to be careful on that full court press, especially when the game's already in the bonus situation. You don't want to be getting too aggressive and sending them to the line when they had to get past half court in the first place.
And you've already got an 8-point lead. Shot is up from Cole Kimley. On the 1-and-1, rebound's going to go to Kennesaw, and putting it up and down is Jeremy Scheringer. Scheringer popped the second field goal of the quarter. 26-20 is our score. Shot is up and no good from Andrew Kuda. Tried to get it in from the left side off the backboard, couldn't get it to go. Three-point shot goes up way over from Gavin Robinson. Check that from Cole Kimley. Merman now with it, dips it across for Sandy Creek to Christian Garcia. Garcia's shot from 10 feet is no good. On the baseline, foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek. Jared Taylor, 6 foot sophomore, guilty of the foul. His first. I didn't even see him out there. There he is. Chance Widener will go to the line. Widener's shot is up and down. Kennesaw trying to make a game out of this. Down by five now. They trailed by as many as 10, correct?
Rummaging through my notes here, I believe it's just 8.
8. Second shot up and no good. Rebound goes to Christian Garcia. Widener 1 for 2 from the line. Pass down now. Merman tries to drive. Stops. Gives it back to Lay. Lay has it roll off his hand, but Hawkinson was there to pick it up. Hawkinson's pass is going to be blocked. It'll end up back in the hand of Lay. It's 4-on-1, and the Sandy Creek can't get a shot off. Finally, Mitch Hendricks throws one up, gets it to go off the backboard and draws the foul, but it was 4-on-1. Any of them could have made it.
It was 4-on-1, and I think Garcia just seemed like he was trying to figure out who he wanted to pass to.
Exactly. We got a timeout from Matt Schwarzendruber and Sandy Creek. It's a short one. We'll stay here with you. The free throw shot still pending. 28-21, the score for now. Sandy Creek up by 7. We've got 2:27 to go in this first half, and the game is moving pretty quick.
It's a game that's moving pretty quick, and we haven't seen really any team get down here and set up their offense. It's been very scattered offensively. Like I said, we haven't really seen a consistent offensive set from either team. But tell you what, the play of Jordan Hawkins tonight, you have to be impressed with what he has done on the court.
Absolutely. The bigger question is, can he sustain it the entire game? I mean, he averages 18 points, and already I think he's well on his way to that.
Last time I checked, he had 15 points.
I got 13. 15 points, you're right. 15 points for Jordan Hawkinson already. And we've still got 2:27 to go. Here's the opportunity for the three-point play that Mitch Hendricks takes advantage of, drops it down, makes it a 29-21 ball game. Sandy Creek on top. Girls won earlier, boys trying to sweep. Late pass by Kennesaw, throws up from Dalton Bender. It's no good. Kennesaw will get the rebound. Now spatted around and walking away with it is Jordan Hawkinson. Got Garcia underneath. Pass underneath to Garcia. And Garcia's going to convert it. Hawkinson slipped right as he passed that. But Garcia was there to drop it down. Now Garcia giving pressure now to Brody Rosso. Rosso gives it up. The chance Widener. Widener's shot is no good. Down goes Widener. Tyler Lay blocks a shot, Dalton Bender, and then brings it back. Sandy Creek now up by 10, 31-21. Hawkinson, fancy move in, rolls it around and gets it to go. Hawkinson on fire.
What a play from Jordan Hawkinson, the stop, the pop, and then the underhanded layup around the other side on the reverse side. Here's a steal by Hawkinson.
Hawkinson now works with Merman. Merman throws it up and gets it to go. Sandy Creek making their own breaks. Good steals. We got a timeout now from Kennesaw. Coach Einrim wants to talk about it. It'll be a full timeout, but we'll still stay here with you because I got to tell you, Hawkinson is just totally taking control of this game.
He is both offensive, on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. He has really come out to play tonight. And Rob, if you're Kennesaw, you're upset right now because not more than 1 minute ago, well, just a little bit over a minute ago, Rob, this was a 26-21 ball game, and now it's 35-1.
Yeah, you go from being down by 5 to being down by 14 inside of a minute. You're giving away a lot of opportunities right there.
And it's been turnovers. It's been the play of Hawkinson with the offensive side of the ball. He's working really well with his teammates right now. He's not just trying to do it by himself. When you're a shooter, sometimes you just feel like you're getting into one of these grooves, and you got to shoot the ball.
Right.
Well, Hawkinson also playing very unselfish right now, and he's got a handful of assists to go along with his big first half here for Sandy Creek.
He's noted for that. I mean, he averages over 18 points, almost 19 points per game, but he's got opportunity to really rack up the score. But like you said, if he sees that open man, he's going to give it to him.
Just like on that last play with Merman, you saw the two Kennesaw defenders they collapsed on him. Merman was left wide open with a little bounce pass all on the baseline,
yep.
And that's an easy 2-point play as well.
Merman noted for his 3-point shooting ability. Just dropped that one in from 2 feet out.
After Merman,
he'll take it.
Merman's first points in the ballgame.
Yeah, he has been quiet. He's only taken just a couple of shots for a three. Back to action now. Kennesaw with the ball. Pressure still on from Sandy Creek. Chance Widener able to break it, given to Cole Kimley. Kimley now makes the pass over to the left side wing. 3-point shot deep was no good from Kennesaw. Brody Rosso couldn't get it to go. And now Sandy Creek, Garcia quick to Merman. Back to Garcia on the left side. Garcia's going to drive, and I think he's going to be fouled. And I think it's going to be on Cade Clark. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Clark will pick up his second foul. It'll send Christian Garcia to the line. He's got 4 points on the night. And a lot of hustle to show for it.
Clark just not able to get over fast enough and didn't get there in time to set his feet. And he picks up his second foul.
Clark now will head to the bench. Jeremy Scheuriger back in the game. As we await Christian Garcia's second free throw shot. It's up and around, and it does not go. Hawkinson, however, gets the board, kicks it back out to Lay, and Sandy Creek will get another opportunity on offense here, leading by 14. Clock now down to 40 seconds in the first half. To Merman underneath. He turned around, throws it. It's too short. And Kennesaw will bring it back. Picked off by Hawkinson. Hawkinson all alone goes up, lays it in. Jordan Hawkinson, no one around him. Crowd wanted a dunk. Instead, they got the high lay-in. 37-21, picked off again. Pass up ahead to Hawkinson. Hawkinson for another easy two off the board, but it was the play of Mitch Hendricks that set that one up. Hendricks got the steal, could have had the breakaway, but pulled back. And then saw Hawkinson as the clock expires for the first half, and Kennesaw couldn't get a shot off. We'll go to halftime. Sandy Creek up by 18. We'll be back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw, 402-752-3398. They care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Prearrangement is also available. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, 209 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and teams.
We're the UK Morning Superstore. Our Allens Superstore.
often centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Halftime at Sandy Creek. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. Watch the Sandy Creek Cougar boys outrun the Kennesaw Blue Devils, 39-21, 18-point lead for Sandy Creek. And Tyson, you were just pointing out a pretty spectacular statistic here.
Well, right now, Jordan Hawkinson by himself can be playing Kennesaw. He has as many points as the Kennesaw Blue Devils do now. Granted, that doesn't mean he can play against the entire five Kennesaw Blue Devils, but Rob, Jordan Hawkinson has played out of his mind here in the first half. He's averaged what he averages in games in the first half right now with 21 points.
And he's had opportunity for more because he's got a handful of assists as well and steals to go with it. So Hawkinson is just playing just an incredible ball right now. Of course, he leads all scorers with those 21 points, but you can also look at Ethan Lang with 6 points. Christian Garcia has 4, and the Sandy Creek Cougars are coasting with this 18-point lead. Kennesaw, Jeremy Sugar's had a pretty fine game in himself, but he's just not getting a lot of help in the backcourt. Sugar has 9 points in the first half, followed by Cade Clark and Dalton Bender with 4 points each. But Kennesaw just blowing a lot of opportunities, and they're just getting outplayed by Hawkinson and the rest of the Cougars.
Well, and you always kind of wonder on senior day which one of your seniors are going to show up. Well, we saw them tonight right now. Like we said, Hawkinson's playing very good. But can't deny the fact that Christian Garcia has played really well off the point tonight. Taylor Lane is getting a good defensive pressure from Taylor Lane. That's what I like to watch about him. He has gotten he's forced some turnovers. That leads to transition points. But like you said, right now, the big story developing in this game is how many points is he going to score? How many points is Jordan Hawkinson going to score?
Exactly. Yeah. And will Coach Schwarzendruber keep him in, or will he give him some rest time? Remember, they still have 2 more games to play after this.
Right, but that's an interesting coaching decision, because as a coach, do you take one of your senior players on his last night on his home court? Do you take him out when he could set potentially really big numbers here for Sandy Creek?
If I know Coach Schwarzenegger, he's going to let Hawkinson play.
Yeah.
However, the prudent thing to do would be, like, let him play sparingly and let some of your underclassmen get in there and get some playing time. But we've seen a good rotation from Sandy Creek already. It's not like Hawkinson's been out there every minute.
No, he hasn't played the full 16 minutes here in the first half. We've seen some very good substitutions from Coach Schwarzenegger. Like we said, though, Kennesaw started to come back into that game, and that's when Hawkinson really took that over. Remember, with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here, this was a 26-21 game. Then Sandy Creek from that point on went on a 13-0 run in the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the ballgame. That was just an incredible run there to end the first half, and that's got to have Kennesaw absolutely deflated right now. You wonder how they're going to bounce back in the second half, Rob.
And that's what we had talked about, plus the fact that Kennesaw's got, you know, 2 players in some serious foul trouble. Sandy Creek has 3 players with just 2, but you've got Tyler Snitchler with 3 fouls. You've got Zane Woodman with 3 fouls, and those are going to take a toll. You expected Kennesaw to try to draw Sandy Creek into some more fouls, and that just has not been there. But Kennesaw is just doing a great job setting up Sandy Creek.
Yeah, and Zane Woodman was one of those on the. He was a defensive. He was a defensive matchup for Jordan Hawkinson early on in the ballgame. Well, Hawkinson was just blowing by him with his speed. Zane Woodman couldn't catch up, and he ends up getting in foul trouble early. And now you really have a size mismatch, and that's where Hawkinson has really played an advantage. But what impresses me about Jordan Hawkinson so far in this game is his ability to alter his shots in the air. His dribble penetration, he's able to get down there. And, when he gets fouled, he can still go up with that shot and then alter it, go underneath the basket for a reverse layup. The guy's absolutely playing incredible basketball tonight. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah, he's having a pretty fun night up here. He has such great court awareness and anticipation. He knows where that ball's going. He knows where that mix is going to be. And he is just totally taking advantage of that tonight.
Yeah, and it's it's sometimes rare that you see a player in such a zone, you know, in the first half. Sometimes you'll see it late in the fourth quarter when it comes time for that crunch time, when you've got it, when you've got to go, you see your players take it up to that next level. But we have seen it from the tip-off until the halftime here from Jordan Hawkinson. He is playing very well here on his last night on his home court.
He's got to be feeling pretty good about it. But Kennesaw's going to have to make a few changes to try to get back on track and tighten things up. And I tell you, I think the big secret for Kennesaw is make the most of your defensive opportunities. Tighten up that defense a little bit. Stop the silly mistakes, for lack of a better expression, the lazy passes and things like that. Stick with the fundamentals. And Kennesaw can get in it, or at least make it a little bit more interesting.
Well, Rob, what I think Kennesaw has done is when they're getting a full court pressure from Sandy Creek, you look at their faces, they're getting flustered, Rob. They don't know what to do with the basketball. So,
all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with second half action from Sandy Creek. 39-21 is the score. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill of Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second half action coming up from Sandy Creek. Again, the Sandy Creek Cougars on top, 39-21 over the Kennesaw Blue Devils. All eyes on Jordan Hawkinson now with 21 points. See if he comes back out here and open up the second half.
Like you said, with Coach Schwarzenegger, you got to think he will. One of the things about Coach Schwarzenegger, very serious coach, he gets his players very disciplined, but he also is one of those basketball coaches that knows that the high school game is all about having fun. Right now, Jordan Hawkinson and the rest of the Sandy Creek Cougars are having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about, getting out there and having fun. And true to form, Hawkinson back on the court.
Starters all back.
All original starters on both sides of the ball are back. Hawkinson now with the ball at the top of the key. Pass over the left to Lay at the last second. Realized the pass was coming to him. Picks it up. Back to Hawkinson. Down goes Ethan Lang.
This should be an early foul on Robinson.
And it is. And it'll be his third.
Three players with three fouls here for Kennesaw.
Sandy Creek now. Hawkinson with the ball just outside. 3-point. Sends it inside to Skolka. Skolka will kick it right back. Now Hawkinson goes baseline. Gives it back to Skolka. Double dribble is going to be called. Travel. Called on Tyler Lay. That violation will turn things over for Kennesaw, or to Kennesaw.
He's on the court.
Kennesaw now. See if they can make some changes here as they try to get it inside to the big guy. They do get it into Cole. Cole's quickly double-teamed. Ball comes flying out, picked up by Rosso. Rosso gets it to go. 5 points for Brody Rosso, the 6-foot senior, trying to get Kennesaw back into it now. Sandy Creek, their lead now 16. Skolka now with the ball. Pass is knocked away. Good hands by Schuriger. But Sandy Creek will haul it down. Lang. Back to Lay. Lay for three. Throws it up. It's deep. No good. Rebound goes to Kate Clark of Kennesaw. And Kennesaw now with another opportunity to narrow the gap slowly but surely. Pass over to the right side now. Picked up by Rosso. Rosso looks for an inside play. Can't get it. We'll bring it out to the top of the key to Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler being covered by Merman. Works to the right side. Picks up Schnitzler again. Schnitzler has a knockaway briefly, but gets it back. Throws it up baseline. No good. Schnitzler hauls it down. Three-point shot from Gavin Robinson is no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Sandy Creek, so Kennesaw will get it back. Rudy Rosso gets it in. Three-point shot from, it's a three from Tyler Schnitzler. He was quiet all the first half. Gets it now, and the other way, bouncing it up and inside. I think it was Hawkinson one more time. Sandy Creek pops their first point of the second half, 41-26. Shot from Kennesaw off the mark, rebound Ethan Lang. Lay will hustle it back across center court, makes the pass over to Hawkinson. Hawkinson to Merman, Merman loses it. Lay wraps up with Tyler Schnitzler, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Kennesaw.
Rob Kennesaw really just has to start using every possession. I mean, I know you're down by a lot of points, and it's just here early in the second half, but you got to use every possession like you're going to come away with a two-point basket and maybe try to wheel your way back into this game.
Schnitzler pass picked off by Hawkinson. Hawkinson goes, takes it all on the right side, right-handed layup, more of a hook, drops in for Hawkinson. 25 points. Inbound pass picked off by Sandy Creek, and then knocked out of bounds. I think Sandy Creek's going to keep possession of it. They will. Great defensive opportunities. Merman over to Lang. Lang to Hawkinson. Hawkinson with a hot hand tonight for Sandy Creek. Three-point shot is in and down from Merman. Merman now with 5 points. And a big three. 46-26 is a 20-point lead for Sandy Creek, 5 minutes to go. Driving inside now is Gavin Robinson for Kennesaw. Ball's knocked out of bounds as Robinson drove in, got turned away, didn't get the foul, didn't get the bucket. Sandy Creek gets the ball. Back inside, quick pass. Lang off the backboard, doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes in the hands of Scheringer of Kennesaw. Kennesaw now trying to work their way out of a 20-point deficit. Gavin Robinson's three-point shot is off the mark. Kennesaw will hold on to it. Inbound pass will come from Brody Rosso. Rosso gets it, connects with Scheringer. Scheringer kicks it right back out to Robinson. Pass inside, picked off by Matt Skalka of Sandy Creek, and then ripped back. Skalka's going to get it back. Now Hawkinson pressing the issue. Drives inside, kicks it back to Merman. Merman goes up for three. It's in and out, and then back down again. That ball defied gravity.
Oh, wow.
That ball had some spin on it. Bounced out of the basket, and then spun right back in.
Unbelievable.
Now that's a Tiger Woods shot horizontally.
When you're hot, you're hot, Rob.
Absolutely. Everything dropping for Sandy Creek. 49-26. Foul underneath on Ethan Lang. It'll be his third.
More importantly, Sandy Creek on a 10-0 run in the last 2 minutes of this third quarter here.
Unbelievable. Tyler Schnitzler misses the first free throw. Those are shots that got to go as well.
Mm-hmm.
Second shot coming from Schnitzler, the 5'10 freshman. Drops it down. Makes it a 49-27 ball game. Hawkinson tried to drive. A blocking foul is going to be called.
That one should go on Woodman, I believe.
We'll see what it is. Hawkinson had a big smile on his face. It's going to go on Zane Woodman, his fourth. That's not good. Christian Garcia works it around the left side. Preston Hill in the ballgame. to Tyler Lay, back to Hawkinson. Hawkinson goes up for three, and it's in. Hawkinson's doing it all over. 52-27. Here in the third period with 3:39 to go. Kennesaw with the ball. Cole Kimley gets turned away. Now bounces inside. Kick back out. Three-point shot from Brady. Brody Rosso is up. Rebound goes to Tyler Lay. Pass ahead to Hawkinson. Hawkinson tried to run it down, and there was just too much on it from Tyler Lay.
Well, if that pass would have connected, Jordan Hawkinson would be sitting at 30 points with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. By far, Rob, one of the best individual performances that we've seen so far this season.
Absolutely, and it's coming at the expense of, Kennesaw, that is just absolutely struggling to get a shot off. First of all, very low percentage shots. That defense from Sandy Creek just making those shots tough, but Kennesaw, nothing falling for him. Ball in the hands now of Zane Woodman. Woodman's pass kicks it right back out to Cole Kimley. Back to Kimley now in the corner. Getting covered by Mitch Hendricks. Driving inside now. Tyler Schnitzler throws it up. It's no good. The board will go to Scheringer. Scheringer gets it to go up and down. And Scheringer now has 11 points for Kennesaw. Christian Garcia with the ball now for Sandy Creek. To Hild. Hild just outside the paint. Thought about throwing it up. Pulls it back. Ball's in the hand of Kuda. Kuda throws it up from just inside the paint. Gets it to go. His first points off the bench tonight. 54-29 with 2:27 to go in the third period. Shot is up. Three-pointer is off and off the mark from Schnitzler. Schnitzler's bagged one three-pointer here in this quarter. Was looking for another, but the ball bounced behind the rim, or behind the backboard, rather. And Sandy Creek will get it back with 2:20 to go in the third quarter and a very healthy lead. Pass over now. Skalka tries to feed it inside to Garcia. Garcia goes baseline, works his way under, throws it up, can't get it to go. Kennesaw will take the board. Woodman hustles up to Kimley. Kimley bounces underneath, trying to get a hold of Justin Burr. And it's knocked out of bounds, and Kennesaw will get a tough defense by Matt Skalka. Kennesaw will keep the ball. Inbound pass picked up. Woodman tries to throw it underneath. Up and down it goes for Robinson. Robinson has been hustling out there, but that's his first field goal of the night. It's 54-31. It's a 23-point lead for Sandy Creek. Timeout called as Christian Garcia found himself in a box of Blue Devils and has the awareness to call the timeout. Of course, Coach Schwartengruber docking it up. We'll stay with you during this timeout. 54-31, the Hawkinson Show continues.
Yeah, Robbie's really put on another show. He hit his first three-pointer here in this third quarter. So he's been doing it from the free-throw line, doing it on the run. He hits his little short little jumpers, and he hits the three-point ball. Defensively, he's played phenomenal.
28 points to show for it.
He's got 28 points right now. I think he's out. He's out for getting a breather right now, or is he back in the game?
No, still out.
But, yeah, once again, it was what a great show from Jordan Hawkinson. He treated us to a pretty good game here.
All right, Hild works it now. Over to Garcia. Starter's getting a rest now for Sandy Creek. Foul underneath on Kennesaw will send Christian Garcia to the line. The foul will be on Dalton Bender, his first. Garcia 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Cut in half now. He's 1-for-3. 55-31 is our score. We've got 1:30 to play in the third period. Garcia perfect in the second half now. 2-for-2. 56-31. Kennesaw presses it up the right side. Cole Kimley goes. 3-point shot from Woodman is good. A little bit of a spark there for Kennesaw as the lead now is cut to 22-56-34. Garcia inside, loses it, has his pocket picked by Woodman. And Kennesaw now, with 1 minute to go in the third period, trying to tighten it up, make this game a little bit more respectable. Cole Kimley gets turned away, makes a good feed underneath, up and in it goes from, was that Woodman that put that in?
Woodman in the air, got the pass well in the air, was able to put the layup in. Nice little alley-oop, if you will.
Zanewell, modified alley-oop, minus the jam. Zane Woodman now with 5 points. Baseline shot, ball going to be knocked out of bounds as Dylan Childs in the ball game gets turned away going baseline. Sandy Creek will hold on to the ball. Chase Merman back in the game for Sandy Creek. Pass now inbound to Childs, to Merman. Merman for three on the left side. Rattles the iron. It's no good. 20-point ball game once again. Clock now down to 20 seconds now. Three-point shot is no good from Woodman. And now driving off the layup on the right side was Mitch Henrick. And it's no good, but a whistle blows. I think that's going to be on Woodman. It is. So Zane Woodman in the third quarter has fouled out. Nope. Check that. Jeremy Schuriger will instead be handed the foul. Woodman will remain.
Sandy Creek getting ready to sub in some more non-starters here. They have the 20-point lead here with 12 seconds to go in the third.
Edrick stretches that ever so slightly, picking up his first free throw. His fourth point of the night for Mitch Henrick. 57-36, make it 58-36. That's a 22-point lead. Kennesaw now with 10 seconds to go. Press continues. 5 seconds on the clock. Robinson now with the ball. Looking for help underneath, and the clock just simply ran out. Third quarter comes to an end.
Things not going well for Kennesaw right now. Not only are you down by 22 points, and then you lose track of the clock as well.
Absolutely. We're going to do something different. We're going to stay here for the quarter break. How about that?
We can do that.
That sound good? Brad's getting tired back there. I could tell. Commercials and everything. So we'll give him a timeout.
Anyways, halftime entertainment here from the Sandy Creek girls basketball team. They are dancing.
Is that what you want to call it?
Is that what it is? All right. Anyways, Rob, once again, like we've said all game long, this is the Jordan Hawkinson show, and it continued there in the third quarter. Add another 7 points to his totals there in the third, brings him up to 28. Sandy Creek continuing to play that tenacious defense, even with their non-starters. And that's going to be making Coach Schwarzenegger really happy there, as he's seen his non-starters get out and play at that same level of intensity that his starters can. So.
That's good. Now the fourth quarter will start, and Hawkinson in the game, along with Garcia, Lang, Skalka, and Tyler Lay.
Rob, keep in mind this is really a very important game for Sandy Creek because, as you know, the consolidation will happen next year with Play Center, so this is really the last time that these seniors all get to play together.
You betcha. Three-point shot from Christian Garcia goes. And the lead now stretches ever so much more, 61-36. Sandy Creek in control here. Fourth quarter just underway. High pass, hauled down by Kennesaw. And looking for someone going the wrong direction was Zane Woodman. Ethan Lang brings it down. Now Christian Garcia at the top of the key. Passes over to Tyler Lay. Three-point shot from Hawkinson off the mark, but he'll follow it up. Rebound's going to go to Tyler Lay, and Sandy Creek will reload one more time. Skalka now works back. Garcia with it. Now Hawkinson to Lang. Lang thought about three, goes inside, drives, hands it off to Skalka. Skalka loses control of it. Kennesaw hauls it down. Good quick hand. Tyler Schnitzler works his way down. Three-point shot is up and rattles the iron. Skalka is going to haul it down. The shot was missed by Zane Woodman. And now here's Hawkinson, one on two, make it one on three, and he'll lose it. And now in transition, here comes Kennesaw with two on two. Shot is up and way off the mark from Schnitzler. Sandy Creek will get it, throws a one-hopper over to Lay. Lay up off the backboard, driving baseline, gets it to go. Lay has been really quiet. He's been solid on the rebounds, but that's just his third point. 63-36. Kennesaw now watching the clock drop down to 6:20. Cade Clark. Skalka's going to be picking up his third foul here. Non-shooting foul. Kennesaw will have the possession. Brody Rosso. Throws it in. Finally beats it. Three-point shot from Woodman is short. Woodman will get his own rebound. Getting pressure from Garcia. Schnitzler now drives, goes the right side, off the backboard, can't get it to go. He'll get his own rebound and then take the easy shot. And you can just see Sandy Creek was just giving him that distance, not wanting to risk a foul.
Yeah, you don't want to have to start risking foul trouble if you don't have to, Rob.
Yeah, it was good passing and a good rebound and solid shot. Now Lay swats it back through Skalka. Out of bounds it goes, and Kennesaw is going to take advantage of another Sandy Creek turnover and try to narrow this gap. 63-38 is our score. Blue Devils now. Cross center court. Ball in the hand of Brody Rosso. Rosso passes over to the right side to Schnitzler. Schnitzler drives inside, gets turned away. He'll stop, pop, and falls aside. Sandy Creek will get it. Good rebound by Mitch Hendricks, or excuse me, Preston Hill. And we're going to get a timeout called. It'll be a long one, so we'll take a break as well. 63-38 is our score. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek. Rob Osmond, Tyson Ambronic with you. Jordan Hawkinson show continues, 63-38. Even continue when he wasn't here, when he wasn't it. Back to action now, 5:18 to go in the ballgame. Preston Hill bounce pass inside to Tyler Lay. Lay back to Hill. Hill pops it up for three, and it goes. Preston Hill gets the crowd fired up with that three-pointer. 66-38. Kennesaw with the ball on the left side. Three-point shot from Rosso goes up and in. Trading three for three. Rosso now with 8 points on the night for Kennesaw. Hawkinson was too quick off the...
No, actually the net was caught.
Oh, was it?
That
oh,
basketball.
Okay.
So Hawkinson had to put another basket as he made a point on that side. But they didn't count. Will not go to his total.
No? Okay. Lay from the baseline, turnaround jumper goes. Good look from Tyler Lay. Makes it a 68-41 contest. It is a 27-point Sandy Creek lead with 4:30 to go in the contest. Long pass across court. Kennesaw drives inside. Cole Kimley as the ball swatted away. I think Skalka got a hand on it.
No, it was Tyler Lay.
Was it Tyler Lay?
Making a nice play coming out of the front court there. Nice inbounds play from Kennesaw.
It is, but Tyler Snitchler can't convert. Fouled in the process. Foul's going to go on Preston Hill. It'll be just his second, but to the line. We'll go Tyler Snitchler. First shot is off the mark. Oh, second one's dropped, and Snitchler makes it a 68-42 game. Timeout called, Coach Schwarzengruber. It's a short one. We'll stay here with you. Pretty tough for Kennesaw to hang in there. They're doing it. They're trying to make it, you know, as best of opportunity they can. But boy, when you're down by this much and nothing's falling, it's pretty lonely standing out there.
Yeah, it is, Robin. You know, I've been in a few of those games where it's just like you got such a hill to climb out of, and yet everything that you're trying to do offensively, everything you're trying to do defensively just isn't working. And it's a really sinking feeling. And you look out at Kennesaw right now, and a lot of players just kind of walking back to their spots. Heads are down. It's really deflating for Kennesaw. You got to feel bad for them. I mean, they walked into an arena tonight against Sandy Creek when one of their best players had his A-game on performance, and he's just the shot comes up here.
Skalker goes for three. It's too long, but the rebound goes to Hawkinson. Hawkinson goes for three. That shot is short, and Kennesaw will get the board. Jeremy Scheringer hauls it down for the Blue Devils. Pass inside. Justin Burr gets his own rebound. He goes up. Hawkinson hacks it away. No foul. And a block shot. Christian Garcia to Skalka. Skalka thought about going for three again. Sends it back to Hawkinson. Hawkinson steps inside. Throws it up and down. Long field goal for Jordan Hawkinson. First points in the fourth quarter, by the way.
And, three minutes and 30 seconds left to go, and Jordan Hawkinson is on the scoring chart again.
Shot is up the other way. Fadeaway jumper from Cole Kimley, the 6-foot freshman, misses.
We'll get Skalka on over the back call here.
Foul called on Skalka. That'll be his fourth. He'll be heading to the bench more than likely. Ethan Lang back in the ballgame along with Chase Merman.
Jordan Hawkinson getting a standing ovation from the Sandy Creek crowd. I think he's played his last minutes of the game. Ends up 30 points. Gets a huge hug from Coach Schwarzenberger. Nice night to see.
Yeah, 70-42. Foul called as Tyler Schnitzler drove in. Blocking foul is going to be called on Preston Hill. That'll be his third. Schnitzler to the line is off the mark. No good. Second shot from Tyler Schnitzler is off the mark. Tyler Lay gets the rebound for Sandy Creek. 28-point lead for Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek turns it over. 3-point shot up and down. Cole Kimley getting on the scoreboard tonight with a solid 3-pointer, 70-45. Lay drives inside off the baseline. No good. Kennesaw gets the rebound.
I think they only gave him a 2-point. They just took 1 point off the scoreboard there. So 2-point shot from Kimley on that last go-round.
2-point shot. All right. Notice made. Shot goes up and in. Justin Burr pops in for two for Kennesaw. Back the other way. Underhanded layup was no good from Sandy Creek. Here comes Kennesaw now with 3-on-1. Knocked away by the one. Tyler Lay was sitting there in wait, watching three Blue Devils come at him. He makes his decision, stands, and then knocks the ball out of bounds.
Rob, we've alluded to this earlier. Tyler Lay might not put a lot on the scoring chart tonight, but what he has done defensively, especially here in the fourth quarter, two huge blocks that have got the crowd on their feet. He can turn a game around with his defensive play.
And the 6'2 senior just head to the bench to the applause of the Sandy Creek crowd. Kennesaw will have the ball. Inbound pass all over the back. That's Preston Hill. That's a tough foul.
He was trying to duplicate the Tyler Lay performance on that last go-around. It looked like the exact same play.
Yeah.
He didn't quite have the height that Tyler Lay has.
But that'll be it for Preston Hill as he picks up his fifth and final as a senior. Shot is up and down. Jacob Schuster, rather. 5'9 junior for the Blue Devils. Makes one of two, then gets his own rebound. Tries to kick it back out to Adam Heyer, and Heyer's shot was no good. Good hustle from Jacob Schuster. Heyer will go to the line now. First shot is up and in. Heyer is a 5'9 sophomore. Makes it a 72-48 ball game. Make it 70-49 as Adam Heyer pops in for two. Clock down to 2:10. Garcia kicks it back to Merman. Merman throws up for three. It's too deep. Rebound gets knocked around. Whistle blows. I think Kennesaw's probably going to end up with this. Nope, foul on Kennesaw. On Daniel Streff. Garcia has the inbound now. 2 minutes to go in the ball game, 70-49. Shot up and no good from Ethan Lang. Lang will get it back off a steal, work his way in, jumps up and draws the foul. Lang couldn't get it to go, but has enough to pick up the foul. Lang will go to the line. He's 2 for 2. Foul's going to be called on Streff again. First shot down for Lang. 71-49 is our score. Lang with 7 points, make it 8 on the night as he goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line there. And Lang will exit. More applause. Inbound pass picked off. This time it's Dylan Childs getting it, Sandy Creek. Even off the bench, the guys are making things happen. Chase Merman has it, kicks it back outside. Back to Merman at the top of the key, takes a few steps inside. Shot is up off the mark. Kennesaw's going to get it as the ball rolls out of bounds. Minute 34 to go in the ball game. It's all Sandy Creek.
One of the things that I like to have what Coach Schwartzinger has been doing is been taking his seniors off individually, one by one, so that they can each get their own recognition as they come off the benches. Here comes the fourth senior to exit tonight, Christian Garcia.
Garcia gets a big round of applause. He'll finish tonight with 3 points, or excuse me, 7 points. Can I try that one more time? 9 points for Christian Garcia.
5, 7, 9.
One of those three. Just pick one. Pass inside. Good read. Good delivery. Jared Taylor pops in for two for Sandy Creek, and it's 74-49. Inbound pass stolen again. Foul. Merman this time turns and drives and draws the foul. Gets the bucket.
Sandy Creek just is not done scoring, Rob. Still playing that tenacious press defense. Getting to the basket, getting fouled, getting extra shots here. They played unbelievable tonight.
Merman makes it a 3-point play. 75-49. Kennesaw now. Driving it down. Jacob Schuster tries to get it inside to Justin Burr. Scrum for it as they dive to the court. Burr and Jordan Brenforter. Fight for it. Foul's going to go on Brenforter. Burr will go to the line. He's already got 2 points, and it'll remain that way for the time being. Mitch Hendricks now with the ball for Sandy Creek. Hendricks, 6'1 freshman. Gives over to the right side, streaking through was Dylan Child. Block down to 40.
Rob now entering the ballgame is number 53, Eric Homischer. He's a 6'6" senior, one of the non-starters, getting a standing ovation and getting 40 seconds here on the court.
Sandy Creek has the ball. Homischer's playing deep, very deep.
Does he know he's on offense?
Apparently no reason. Now Kennesaw's going to be awarded the ball. And now Comacher's going back to the bench. I'm thinking there's got to be an injury or something involved.
There must be.
Kennesaw now working the ball. Jacob Schuster working the right side, getting pressure on the inside. Gives it up to Justin Hoffman. Hoffman will draw the foul. Foul's going to be on Brent Porter again. That'll be number two for him.
Kerry Anstein is not content with letting them play. 24 seconds here, 77-49. He's still calling it tight.
Hoffman's first shot, no good. He's a banker by the rules. Got to go by the rules. Otherwise, why do you need them? Second shot on the mark, Justin Hoffman on the board tonight. 77-50. All Sandy Creek tonight. Clock down to 15 seconds. Red Peschick in the ball game. Kicks it back out. Picked up by Dylan Childs. Now it's in the corner in the hands of Andrew Kuda. Kuda bounces inside to Jared Taylor. Taylor's turnaround jump shot. No good. Buzzer winds down. We got ourselves a final. Sandy Creek wins their final home game of the season. 77-50. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our post-game show brought to you by
the Sylvan Learning Center.
Thank you very much. While you're here, we'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more?
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Tyson Nebronic alongside my play-by-play partner, Rob Osmond. Rob, what a game we saw tonight. What a performance we saw from Jordan Hawkinson. His 30 points led the Sandy Creek Cougars to a 77-50 victory over the Kennesaw Blue Devils tonight.
Well, I think we called it pretty much early on that if Kennesaw's defense wasn't there, then Sandy Creek was going to run away with it. It would be a long night for Kennesaw. It was a long night for everyone involved. I'm sure Sandy Creek wanted to keep on playing, but fortunately the clock runs down on 77-50. But Jordan Hawkinson really put on a clinic here tonight.
And that's one of the things that Jordan Hawkinson does so well. When he starts to score, he starts to draw the defense to double coverage, sometimes even triple coverage, to prevent him from scoring, which allows the other Sandy Creek players to get involved. Players like Merman and Lay, Garcia all had great games today. Lang put on a good performance as well. But like you said, he just draws off so many so many other defenders, and that allows Sandy Creek to do so much more offensively. It gives them so many more weapons. And not only on top of that, but Kennesaw was in foul trouble from the early get-go, which allowed, you know, when you bring those defensive players off the court, Jordan Hawkinson has got that left to deal with. And once again, just for a tremendous first half of performance. He had 21 points in the first half, ends up with 30 for the game. So Jordan Hawkinson, that's what the story was all about here tonight, coming off one of the better performances we have seen from any individual this season.
Yeah, well, we always knew that he had the potential to do that, but he, you know, he'd always either had an off game or was getting some really tough defensive looks. But today, it just looked like he was welcoming those double and triple teams because he was just slicing and dicing, splitting his way in, and making those awkward, angled shots.
Well, and I think a lot of that, a lot of his offensive play tonight was, I would say, a mirror image of the way that the defense played so well, which in turn made the offense play that much better because the defense gave him the opportunity to make those kind of plays, on whether it was a fast break or you're just getting an odd man rush because of a nice defensive play. The defensive pressure from Sandy Creek tonight was huge in getting their victory tonight.
I'm just looking through there, and on paper it looks pretty impressive, but every single person on Kennesaw's roster had at least 1 point.
I did see that as well.
It looks good. But when you look at 77-50, that don't look so good.
No.
That's not so pretty.
Kennesaw did distribute the ball pretty well offensively. They really, in the fourth quarter, I thought that they really started to spread around. They started to work their offense, something that they probably needed to get doing a little bit sooner in the first half. The first half, as we kind of talked about, very scrambled from really both teams, not either team really finding a rhythm. And I think overall that hurt Kennesaw because if you're not finding a rhythm offensively, Rob, you're not making the easy baskets because you simply scrambled and you're simply just trying to throw up shots, off-balance shots. It all starts with that rhythm. It's the basic rhythm that failed tonight. But, an offense isn't going to have rhythm when a defense pressures like they did tonight from Sandy Creek.
Yeah, and everything was just working to perfection. Great game plan from Coach Matt Schwartz and Druber, always solid. Again, our scoring leader, Jordan Hawkinson with 30 points tonight. Chase Mervin ended up with 11 points. He only had two in the first half.
Yeah.
So that got to open up things for him. Christian Garcia pops in with 9. Over on the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Jeremy Scherger comes in with 11 points. Brady Rosso with 8. Tyler Snitchler with 7. But, again, it was all Sandy Creek tonight, and they are they've got two more games that they've got to play. They're going to play at Centura and then at Tri-County to wrap up the season for Sandy Creek as they pick up their 12th win of the season tonight. Kennesaw falls to 7-10, and they will wrap things up one more game at Clay Center, and that will it's got 9 days before they can have to worry about that. So they'll take the week off and regroup and be back, and then sub-districts right around the corner also for the boys, so things could get pretty exciting and pretty fun, but Sandy Creek certainly with a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, Robin, one of the things, this was one especially, like I alluded to this earlier in the broadcast, but it's a very special win for both Sandy Creek girls and boys teams because this will be the last Sandy Creek team to play on this court because they'll be consolidating with Clay Center next year. And
right.
So really this is a special feeling for these kids knowing that their very last game as the Sandy Creek Cougars were played on this court. And they were able to get the doubleheader win from both the guys and the girls' teams.
Yeah, perfect sweep tonight. Girls won earlier, rather handily, and then Sandy Creek boys just pile it on by 27 over Kennesaw. So that will wrap things up for our broadcast tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to Brad Beam back at Mission Control for hitting most of the right buttons most of the time. Always appreciate that. Rob Osmond, Tyson Nevronic saying goodnight from Sandy Creek. Have yourselves great evening, and we'll see you back here
for the sub-districts.
For the sub-districts at St. Cecilia next week on the Game of the Week on the Breeze. Have yourselves a good evening. Bye now.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. 1-2-2.